2 months after the Office of Personnel Management first disclosed a second intrusion into its databases, the government has awarded a $133 million contract to provide identity protection services to the more than 20 million victims involved in that hack. They're also hoping the notification process will be less confusing than the last time around. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu's got the details.
The contract went to a firm called ID Experts. OPM says the terms cover identity protection services for all of the 21.5 federal employees, contractors, and former clearance holders whose personal data was stolen by hackers, most likely sponsored by China, back in July. Official notifications will start to go out by the end of this month. Identity protection services will also be extended to the dependents of the affected workers, since some of their personal data also appeared on the security clearance forms that were stolen in the second hack. Beth Cobert is OPM's acting director.
We were the victims of one of the largest cybercrimes ever carried out against the U.S. government, and we have been working around the clock to understand the nature of what was taken and to identify the individuals whose data was stolen. That has taken time because of the complexity of the systems and the work it has done to do that. In addition, as we have been working through this, we've been working closely with our colleagues at DOD and GSA to ensure we put in place a very high-quality contract to provide services to those individuals. That is something that has taken some time because we want to do it right, and we also want to make sure that in the context of the notifications, we don't create any more national security issues than we have through the data that was stolen. As somebody whose data was stolen in this incident, as well as in the previous one, I can understand the frustration that people feel. But we want to make sure that we're doing this right.
The new contract is a separate arrangement from the one OPM awarded earlier this summer, in which 4.2 million federal employees were offered 18 months of identity theft protection. That contract, which covered the victims in the first of two OPM breaches, was fraught with problems, including confusing emails that appeared to some workers as though they might be a phishing scam because they came from the contractor's own email addresses rather than government accounts. The award OPM announced on Tuesday was administered by the Naval Sea Systems Command and will pay for identity protection services for up to 3 years. And the contractor NAVC hired will only handle ID protection services. Official notifications to breach victims will be handled directly by DOD and will come via .mil email addresses. Rear Admiral Ali Kotsia is DOD's Deputy Director for Procurement and Acquisition Policy.
There was a decision made at the top levels to have the DOD take the lead on this because we have the infrastructure and the logistics system that's able to accommodate such a massive notification. And we believe that it would be a lot better handled and managed if one entity handled it, coming from government entity as opposed to a contractor.
Kotsia says agencies have also learned lessons from the notifications that were made under the contract they issued in response to the first data breach. The contractor, CSID, sent notices to most of the victims within a few days, but its call centers weren't ready for the volume of responses they received.
When they had awarded or accepted that work, they had based their projected call rate on the industry average at the time for similar types of incidences, which was maybe 2-4%, and the actual ended up being upwards of 25%. So we have learned that lesson. We know that the contractor has also had that information through our question and answers during the request for quotations process, and they took that into consideration when they submitted their proposals, knowing that the help desk that they would have to provide or any customer service resources would have to accommodate a much larger volume.
Tuesday's award was part of a new round of blanket purchase agreements for identity protection services the General Services Administration announced on the same day. The awards went to three teams of companies, and GSA estimates their value at $500 million over 3 years. Tiffany Hickson, who heads GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, says each of the contractors had to show that they could meet stringent cybersecurity and privacy requirements that were drawn up by an interagency working group over the last 2 months.
In addition to having those be firm requirements in the contracts themselves, which contractors will be required to adhere to during performance of this task order or any other, we also required them to submit formal security plans as part of their proposals that were reviewed by this interagency working group as well. It wasn't just say, hey, here's the standard that you need to perform to, but they were also required to show us how they were going to do that.
Hickson says before they were allowed a spot on the BPA, contractors had to have their information protection plans vetted by DOD, GSA, the Federal Trade Commission, and the Department of Homeland Security. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.